Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Sykautow. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is now the first Black senator from Georgia to win a full term in the U.S. Senate. He prevailed over Republican football legend Herschel Walker in a race that went to a runoff and tested Georgia's position as a purple state. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports.
In a hotel ballroom lit in the campaign's signature blue and gold, Warnock said his story and campaign is a living example of Georgia's history and promise.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
Warnock is Georgia's first Black U.S. senator. He ran a disciplined campaign, methodically engaging minority voters and courting independents and Republicans hesitant about Walker. After almost every statewide Democrat lost in November, Warnock's runoff victory solidifies Georgia's stature as a true battleground in 2024 and beyond. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Thousands of homes remain without power in central North Carolina after two substations were hit there by gunfire over the weekend. But power may be restored ahead of schedule. NPR's Jal Snyder reports the lights may come back within hours.
Duke Energy initially said it expected power to be restored to everyone in Moore County by Thursday morning, but that estimate has been moved up. The company says crews working around the clock are making good progress. The outages began over the weekend. Two substations were damaged by gunfire and what authorities say was a deliberate act of sabotage.
That's NPR's Jal Snyder reporting. At the UN Security Council Tuesday, both U.S. and Russian envoys claimed the other's government was uninterested in holding peace talks to end the war in Ukraine. Linda Fasula reports that the two diplomats made the remarks during a meeting on the humanitarian crisis in that country.
U.S. Envoy Lisa Carty told Security Council members that Russia's bombing of Ukrainian infrastructure is evidence that Russia has no genuine interest in negotiating or meaningful diplomacy. And Carty said Moscow is trying to break Ukraine's will to fight by bombing and freezing civilians into submission. Russia's ambassador Vasily Nebenzia, however, accused Ukraine of using its infrastructure for military purposes. He also stated a significant number of UN members are interested in a diplomatic solution and that Russia was reacting to this very seriously. UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths said Russia's infrastructure attacks were adding a dangerous dimension to an already severe humanitarian crisis. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
America's trade deficit widened in October. You are listening to NPR News from New York City. Al Jazeera has asked the International Criminal Court to investigate the killing of a Palestinian-American correspondent in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. NPR's Daniel Estrin is in Tel Aviv and reports that Israel is protesting the move.
Al Jazeera journalist Shirin Abu Akleh was killed in May while covering an Israeli army operation against Palestinian militants. This September, her family asked the ICC to investigate. Now, Al Jazeera has filed its own request with the court. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz offered his condolences for her death, but said Al Jazeera should instead go, quote, investigate what is happening to reporters in Iran. Recently, the U.S. Justice Department opened an investigation into the killing, but Israel says it won't cooperate. Under U.S. pressure, Israel acknowledged one of its soldiers likely shot the journalist, but that the soldier mistook her for a militant. It ruled out any wrongdoing. The U.S. says it maintains its long-standing objections to the ICC's investigation into the Palestinian situation. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Oregon's new gun safety law is again on hold because a state court judge on Tuesday granted a temporary restraining order against Measure 114. That law allows a ban on the sale and transfer of high-capacity magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. It would also require people to take a safety course and pass a background check before purchasing a firearm. Hours before this hold, a federal court ruled that the voter-approved measure could go into effect on Thursday. You're listening to NPR News. I'm Dwahli Sykautow.